If you find yourself this morning knee-deep in tinfoil, plastic and multicoloured cardboard, you're not alone. Repack, which promotes recycling, says that Easter is always one of the busiest times of the year, and more than 62,000 tonnes of packaging waste is likely to be recycled over the coming days. Laura Sherry is Head of Marketing and Communication with Repack. Laura, what are you saying to people this morning?
Hi Rachel, how are you? So we're expected to generate or recycle about 62,000 tonnes of packaging this Easter. So 80% of us expect to indulge in a milk chocolate Easter egg. So with all that chocolate comes a lot of packaging. And from our research, we surveyed 1,000 adults in Ireland on their Easter spending, their recycling habits and their knowledge of what can and can't be recycled. And while 88% are confident in their recycling abilities when it comes to the disposing of Easter egg packaging, however, only 52% actually knows what goes into the recycling bin. So there really are still some gaps. So we really want to encourage people to segregate your packaging into the recycling bin, clean, dry and loose. That's our mantra. So all your Easter egg packaging, that includes cardboard boxes, your chocolate trays, clean tinfoil. So with tinfoil, squinch it up into a ball, pop it into your recycling bin. The machines actually detect it better. Your hard plastics, they're all your plastic molds. And then don't forget about all your soft plastics. Anything that you can squinch into your hand is a soft plastic that can all go into your recycling bin.
So can everything be recycled then?
Pretty much. Most of the packaging that comes into your house can go into your recycling bin as long as it's clean, dry and loose. So when we say clean, not that it's not contaminated with other materials, dry, that it's not wet, and then when it's loose, don't put it into bags and tie them up and put it in. You know, keep the materials loose. Don't put them into boxes and scrunch them down. Keep all the materials loose as much as you can.
I don't mean to do a Morning Ireland buzzkill on this, but is all of this packaging really needed? I mean, would it be possible for us to have Easter eggs without tons and tons of packaging?
Well, our members have definitely lightweighted the packaging in the last couple of years. It's really important. We're working with our members through our Prevent and Save program and through our Plastic Pledge to try and lightweight. So plastic molds, you mightn't find them as much on within Easter egg confectionery packaging, but there is still packaging. We know it comes into the house. So it's really just important to recycle it, segregate it as much as you can so we can drive recycling.
The rate of contamination is something we've spoken about on the programme in the past. The fact that too many of us put the wrong rubbish in the wrong bin, does that remain a problem?
It definitely does. Contamination is about 25% in the recycling bin still. So it's still a problem. And that's really why we're trying to encourage the proper segregation of materials. You know, look at your bins in your house, segregate your packaging away from your kind of black bin and your compost bin. And that will really help reduce contamination as much as we can.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Laura Sherry there, Head of Marketing and Communication with Repack.